I'm not gonna message him. I am not doing it. I've got rules, okay? A system in place to keep this feral yearning on a leash. No DMs, no spirals. There's nothing worse than waking up in the morning like, oh fuck, did I actually send that to some guy on the internet? I've made this promise to myself and I've kept it. Even when he moaned like that, the one I keep replaying in my head like a sick little ritual, low, teasing, like he'd growl it into my ear while holding me still, saying,
This is what you came for, isn't it?
even if he sounds like he'd fuck the mercy right out of me, I am not. Though I'll admit, I have memorized the way his voice catches when he's close. That sharp inhale before the moan breaks open. Like he didn't mean for it to escape. I think about that part too much. The moment he lets go. The part of him that stops performing and just feels. God, the part of me that's never really learned how to do that. That part wants to cry when I hear it. Fuck, okay. But I did message him just to see. I wouldn't say anything wild. I'd keep it cute, like, hi, I've been good, so very good, but your voice isn't helping. Super casual. And if he messaged back, said something soft but sure, like,
Tell me what you need.
I wouldn't even know what to say, but I've thought about it a bit or a lot. If we were in the same place, same room, same bed, he'd be so calm, focused. He'd tell me to lie back, not to touch myself, not yet. He'd want to see the way I squirm first. I imagine him tracing one finger up my thigh, making me shiver, telling me he wants to feel every part of how I fall apart for him, and that I don't get to come until he says so. Oh, and I'd be good. I mean, I'd try to be good. My back would arch just a little. And he'd smile, I'm sure, knowing and smug. He'd slide his hand between my thighs, hurt me with two fingers, just enough to feel how soaked I already am, just enough to tease. And then he'd take them away, make me wait, make me ask for them. And I would. Of course I would. He'd watch me breathe through it, desperate to be good for him. But the tension would build anyway, the pressure, the heat, the way his hand would hover just to see how much I could take without begging. And then he'd give it to me. But he'd give it so good. He'd start with those fingers again, spread me open like he already owns what's inside. He'd run them along either side of my clit, just close enough to make me ache. Let me settle into it, get used to the rhythm. Just when I start to breathe again, start to melt into the pressure. He'd slide them in deep, slow, all the way to the knuckle till I gasp around him. It's not just the stretch, but the weight. The way he'd hold them there, still rooted, like he wants me to feel every inch of what I'm being given. And I do. God, I do. clenching around him without needing to, just trying to keep him there. Then he'd curl them just so, and I'd lose so much of my control. My back arching, movement without his permission. And he wouldn't say a word, just his breathing, the tension filling the room while I try to be good. Try not to rock against his palm like the needy little brat I am. Would, say would, little. And he'd feel it, that tiny grind, that tilt, that teeny movement that all but screams, I know I shouldn't, but maybe if I just. And his thumb would find me, barely touching me, dragging across my clit like he's blessing me with denial. And I'd whimper, try to roll my hips just a little, but he'd pin me down, palm firm against my thigh.
Stay still.
Be the first thing he says, and it would wreck me because his fingers are already fucking me, steady and deliberate, like he's studying the way I grip his fingers every time I get close. Be soaked for him, skin all flush, straining not to chase it, not yet. But he'd hear it, feel it, smell it, and he'd taunt me for it.
You've been thinking about this too much, haven't you? Couldn't stop touching yourself. Couldn't stop imagining how these fingers would feel.
I'd nod, spread my legs wider, just a little on instinct. And he'd just smile, that knowing smile, like he enjoys watching me pretend I've had any control at all. Then he'd speed up, hook his fingers again and again until I'm sobbing into the sheets, clawing for something solid while my thighs tremble under him. The pressure would build too fast, too sharp, too fucking much. Just before I come, he'd stop like that, fingers still inside me, but not fucking moving. And I'd want to scream, not out loud, not really. It'd probably come out all wrecked, a broken little noise in the back of my throat. Because I was right there, and he felt it, and he stopped anyway. Because he wants to hear me beg properly. His fingers stay buried in me. I hate him. I hate him so much in that moment for being so fucking good at this that he can stop me right at the edge and just. Wait. No rhythm, no friction, just pressure. And the slow, brutal ache of a climax that won't fucking come. Try to move, try to grind down, chase it, do anything. But his other hand's already at my hip, holding me down.
You were close.
He says it like it's nothing, like he didn't just feel me clamp down around his fingers and stop me from coming on purpose. You can hear it, that smirk underneath, like he's proud of it, proud of what I've become under his hands, nearly undone, so open, flushed and obedient, and still not fucking getting what I want. I try to clench around his fingers, try to create anything that'll push me back toward the edge, but it's useless. He won't budge. And the worst part, the truly evil part, he moans, just once. Low, soft, like controlling me is getting to him, like my denial is his reward. The fuck else is there to do? I can't take this. But I want to. God, I want to. I want to take it. I want to be good for him and earn it. He knows it. It's written all over me. Wide open legs, biting my lip, the wrecked little sounds I keep giving him for free. So I say it quietly. Barely audible, soaked in shame and heat and need so bad I could cry. Just doesn't move, not at first. Just tilts his head like he didn't hear me, or he's giving me one chance to correct myself.
Louder.
I swallow hard, thighs shaking, voice caught somewhere between fuck you and use me. It's not that I don't want to say it, it's that I know the second I do, he fucking owns me.
Say it like you actually mean it.
I do. Voice breaks open. Cracked, soaked, breathless. Please let me go. He breathes it in like it's oxygen, like he's been starving for it. And then he moves. Not his hand, not the fingers still inside me. Him. He shifts back. Drags his fingers from me slow and wet, like he's savoring the sound of it. And I gasp, it's not relief, it's worse. Because then I see him. He leans back on his knees, eyes locked on mine, hand already working the waistband of his pants. Fuck. His cock springs free, thick. Already leaking.
You want to come?
Like holding back took something from him, too.
Then you'll do it watching me.
I do. How could I not? I stare as he wraps his fist around himself, stroking slow. He's flushed, jaw tight. Breath coming shallow and sharp, like he's been holding it in for me. His eyes never leave mine.
You think I can't see it?
His hand speeds up.
That pretty ache you're trying to hide. Don't move.
He looks good like this, the way his hips roll into his hand. The way his moans start slipping out in messy, uneven little bursts, like he's trying to hold it together. But the image of me, legs open, cunt dripping, desperate, denying, it's breaking him. Oh, but he's right there, fucking himself to the sight of me, and it's too much. My hips twitch, my thighs tremble. My pulse is everywhere, loud in my ears, hot between my legs. And I know I shouldn't. I know, but I can't help it. My hand slips down just a little, just one fingertip, dragging through the wet mess he made of me. And then.
What the fuck did I just say?
His voice cuts through me. I freeze, caught, My fingers already soaked. My body one touch away from snapping in half. His stroke slow.
Couldn't wait, couldn't behave.
And that tone, fond like he expected nothing less.
Look at you now, dripping, disobedient, and still thinking you'll get what you want.
And then he stands, steps toward me with purpose, still stroking himself, slower now, tighter, like he's punishing his cock for letting me get away with it. His other hand presses to my thigh, spreading me wider, like he owns every inch of space between my legs.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
And I do. Just barely. Fists clenched in the sheets, thigh shaking, every muscle in my body aching with restraint. Sinks to his knees at the edge of the bed, right between my legs. Close enough I can feel the heat of him, but he doesn't touch me. Not yet.
You want to come just from watching?
Voice drops, low, firm, laced with control, like he knows exactly what it does to me.
Then I'll give you something to watch.
He strokes himself again, slow, intentional, thumb teasing the tip like he's trying to keep it together, but I can see it. Tension, the unraveling. The way his muscles brace like he's seconds from losing control. Just lying there and shaking, soaked, trying not to cry from how fucking badly I want to be touched.
Is what you wanted, tease?
His voice cracks a little. He's breathing hard now.
Wanted to see how good I'd fuck you.
He shifts forward, knees parting my thighs like they belong to him. His cock brushes the inside of my leg, and I choke on my own breath.
No touching.
He doesn't even look at me when he says it. He's too focused on his hand, on the slick, filthy sound of it, on the way I'm whimpering now just from watching.
You're gonna come, but only when I do.
And I nod because I can't speak, you can't breathe, can't do anything except stare. His hand gets sloppier, rougher, like the sight of me is shoving him to the edge. He's moaning now, guttural, snarling little breaths like he's furious I feel this good without him even touching me.
Eyes on me. No begging. No touching. You want to come? You earn it.
I'm trying, God, I'm trying. But he looks so good like this. The flush in his chest, the pulse in his throat, the way his hips stutter. And then his rhythm breaks, his jaw clenches, and I know he's about to lose it. It's a growl, a confession. And then he's on me, hands on my thighs, dragging me to the edge of the bed. No pretense, no buildup, no mercy. His cock presses against me, relentless, and I sob in ecstasy.
You want to come? You want to be a little brat and still get everything you begged for?
I nod, frantic.
Then take it.
He pushes into me in one sharp, hungry stroke. Oh, Breathless. My cunt takes it, takes him. And he moans like he's the one being fucked. My back arches. A cry punches out of my lungs because fuck, he feels so good. And he doesn't stop. He fucks me like he's starving. Like my body is the only thing that could possibly satisfy him. Like he's been waiting for this every single night. I didn't message him.
You trying so hard to take it, still so fucking wet, so fucking tight. You gonna come for me?
He fucks me harder. Like that question wasn't rhetorical. Like my answer is supposed to be yes. But it isn't. I don't give in, not yet, because I feel it. His pace faltering, cock twitching. He's close, so close, and I want him to know why. So I smirk, roll my hips just a little, just enough to tempt him, and whisper. Nope. He growls, grabs my wrists, pins them above my head like it'll make me obedient.
Say it. Say you're gonna come.
As I could, but I won't. Not until he does. He curses louder this time. Thrust faltering, erratic, needy.
You little fuck.
And then he breaks. I feel it, the stutter in his hips, the moan torn from his throat, the way his body tenses as he spills inside me, deep, desperate, undone. But he doesn't stop. He fucks me through it. His hands shake as they drag me closer. His voice is wrecked and reverent.
Please come for me.
Ah, oh, and I do. Oh, yeah. Because he asked for it so nicely. I'm with his name in my mouth, his breath on my skin, his cock still throbbing inside me as I clench around it and make him moan again. And then, silence. Except for breath and the fading sound of his control scattered all over my thighs. He collapses on top of me, spent, staggered. One hand beside my head, the other drags down my body like he's trying to understand how I beat him. His voice is quieter now, warm, dangerous.
Got you.
But we both know I had him first. And for a moment, I let it linger. His weight, his breath, the way his fingers trace my skin like they still want more. I'm aching. And then I open my eyes. The room is quiet, the sheets are damp. My breath, still ragged, stutters against the silence. There's no one here. No voice in my ear. No hands holding me down. Just the afterglow. Just the ache. Just me. And I don't reach for my phone. Don't check the app. Don't even think about hitting send.